swelleth the breast of Archite, and the sore increaseth at his heart more and more. The clothered blood for any leechcraft corrupteth, and is in his body left, that neither vain blood nor ventusing nor drink of herbs may be his helping. The virtue, expulsive or animal, from Thilke virtue, clipped natural, ne may the venom voiden nor expel. The pipes of his lungs began to swell, and every lacert in his breast adown is shent with venom and corruption. Him gaineth neither, for to get his life, vomit upward nor downward laxative. All is to burst in Thilke region. Nature has now no domination. And certainly, where nature will not work, farewell physic, go bear the man to church. This all and some, that Archite must die, for which he sendeth after Emily and Palamon, that was his cousin dear. Then said he thus, as you shall after hear, not may the woeful spirit in mine heart declare a point of all my sorrow's smart to you, my lady, that I love most. But I bequeath the service of my ghost to you above in every creature, since that my life may no longer dure. Alas the woe! Alas the pains strong that I for you have suffered and so long! Alas the death! Alas, mine Emily! Alas, departing of our company! Alas, mine heart's queen! Alas, my wife! Mine heart's lady, ender of my life! What is this world? What asketh men to have? Now with his love, now in his cold grave alone, without in any company. Farewell, my sweet foe, mine Emily, and soft, take me in your arms, tway, for love of God, and hearken what I say. I have here with my cousin Palamon had strife and rancor many a day agone for love of you and for my jealousy. And Jupiter, so wise my soul, gee, to speaken of a servant properly with circumstances all truly, that is to say, truth, honour, knighthood, wisdom, humblest, estate, and high kindred, freedom, and all that longeth to that art. So Jupiter have of my soul part, as in this world right now, nay, know I none so worthy to be loved as Palamon, that serveth you and will do all his life. And if that ever you shall be a wife, forget not Palamon, the gentleman. And with that word his speech fail gan, for from his feet up to his breast was come the cold of death that had him overcome. And yet moreover, for in his arms too the vital strength is lost and all ago. Only the intellect without and more, that dwelled in his heart, sick and sore, gan failen when the heart felt death. Dusked his eyen too and failed breath, but on his lady yet cast he his eye. His last word was, "Mercy, Emily."